Hello, beautiful people. Happy Friday Eve. It's Thursday, November 2nd. I'm Coy. This is CNN 10, where we tell you the what, letting you decide what to think. I've got some great stories for you today, but first let's talk about the holidays. Halloween is over. People are getting into the spirit of spending. The holidays are an important time for retailers. Many of them rely on spending in November and December for as much as one-fifth of their annual sales or more. And according to a new survey from Deloitte, holiday spending may bounce back big time and even surpass pre-pandemic levels. Even though shoppers face ongoing inflation and some are paying off student loans for the first time in years, shoppers are expected to drop an average of about $1,600 for holiday-related purchases. That's 14% more than last year. But the survey says many consumers are expecting to receive half as many gifts as they did a few years ago due to rising costs. The majority of people who responded to the survey also said they'd do their shopping after Thanksgiving to make the most of Black Friday and Cyber Monday deals. But let's all remember that we don't need to stress this holiday season. The focus should be on family, friends, and loved ones. We can buy a new watch, but we can't buy time. We can buy a whole house, but we can't buy a home. This holiday season isn't about the gifts we receive or the money we spend. It's about the moments we make. Now, pop quiz, hot shot, 10-second trivia. Which of these names has not been used for a NASA mission? Euclid, Galileo, Kepler, or Ptolemy? Ptolemy was an Egyptian astronomer, mathematician, and geographer born around 100 AD, but his name has not been used for any NASA missions. Lucy, I'm home! A famous line from the 1950s sitcom, I Love Lucy. Lucy is also the name of another NASA mission. But this Lucy is far from home. The mission launched in October of 2021, but yesterday, Lucy reached its first target, an ancient asteroid called Dinkanesh. From a distance of about 265 miles, Lucy gathered images and data about the asteroid, which has only ever appeared as a smudge in telescopes. Lucy will be NASA's first mission to fly past ancient asteroids around Jupiter, left over from the early days of our solar system. It's expected to take 12 years total and cost a lot of money. The launch alone cost about $148 million. Lucy isn't expected to reach its next target until April of 2025. Here's CNN's Kristen Fisher with more details about this historic mission.
3, 2, 1, liftoff. Atlas V takes flight.
The NASA spacecraft is on a 12-year mission covering 6.4 billion kilometers to fly past 8 ancient asteroids. Lucy's the first mission to investigate the Trojan asteroid swarms, which are asteroid clusters along Jupiter's orbital path. Armed with cameras, a thermometer, and an infrared imaging spectrometer, Lucy will collect the first high-resolution images of these asteroids. The spacecraft gets her name from the Lucy fossil, an ancient human ancestor whose remains transformed the study of hominid evolution. NASA hopes its Lucy transforms the understanding of the evolution of the solar system. After making a few flybys of Earth for a gravity slingshot boost, Lucy's expected to reach her first objective in the asteroid belt between Earth and Jupiter. She'll then travel to the Trojan asteroids, all named after the heroes of Homer's Iliad.
The power of what Lucy is able to do by having so many targets, we can construct all these comparisons between all the different varieties and the diversity that we see in the Trojans, the unexpected diversity, the different colors, the different collisional histories. It's really a repository of fossils, as we like to say, of things that happened at the earliest stages of solar system evolution.
Is powered by two giant solar arrays that'll expand outward like Chinese folding fans. They'll carry Lucy farther away from the sun than any other solar-powered spacecraft. Lucy will never return to Earth, but she won't be the last to visit the asteroids. NASA plans to send more. China and Russia are teaming up on an asteroid mission in 2024, and the UAE in 2028. Kristen Fisher, CNN.
Let's return now from the stars up there to talk about the stars right here on this earth walking among us. The 10 finalists for this year's CNN Heroes, which highlights everyday people doing extraordinary things. They've been announced. You may remember some of them that we've met right here on this show. You can vote for your favorite hero online and we'll announce the winner next month. Here's Anderson Cooper with 10 finalists for CNN Hero of the Year.
I'm Anderson Cooper. All year long, we've been introducing you to inspiring people who are making the world a better place. And at a time when we all could use more kindness, compassion, and courage, we're thrilled to announce the top 10 CNN heroes of 2023. From Washington, D.C., Yasmeen Arrington grew up with a father who was in and out of prison. Today, her scholarship and mentorship program is helping children of incarcerated parents succeed. In Ghana, Ose Boateng's mobile medical clinic is delivering essential health care to remote communities where hospitals are often hours away. From Fayetteville, North Carolina, Stacy Buckner and her converted off-road vehicle provide showers, laundry services, and meals to local homeless vets. In the Florida Keys, Mike Goldberg recruits an army of recreational divers to help heal our oceans by transplanting coral and restoring dying reefs. In northern Montana, Tesha Hawley is providing a healthcare lifeline to her remote Native American community. She offers free patient transportation and fresh food to people on her reservation. From New York City, former school teacher Alvin Irby's innovative reading program is strengthening the literacy of African American boys in neighborhood barbershops across the country. From Burlington, Vermont, after his brother Kevin suffered a traumatic brain injury, Adam Pierce witnessed the healing power of yoga and meditation. He now shares that power at transformative retreats for TBI patients and their caregivers. From Los Angeles, Estefania Revajon uses buses transformed into mobile classrooms to provide education and stability to migrant children living in shelters along the U.S.-Mexico border. In Detroit, the hit-and-run death of her 2-year-old son inspired Mama Shu to transform her neighborhood. Purchasing abandoned lots and providing needed services, she's built a flourishing eco-village. And from San Diego, California, veterinarian Dr. Quan Stewart brings free medical care to the pets of people who are experiencing homelessness across the country. Congratulations, the top 10 CNN heroes of 2023. Now it's time for you to help decide who will be this year's CNN Hero of the Year and receive $100,000 to continue their life-changing work. Go to CNNHeroes.com right now to vote and be sure to watch CNN Heroes, an all-star tribute as we announce the winner and celebrate all of this year's honorees live Sunday, December 10th.
If I could, I'd give all 10 of those heroes a perfect 10 out of 10. But for today's story, getting a 10 out of 10, let's head to Coweta High School in Oklahoma, where a Tigers cheerleader named Paisley got a great surprise. Her dad, Master Sergeant Dennis Clark, had been serving overseas for months, but little did Paisley know the mascot was a copycat dad in disguise. The reveal was perfect. Paisley jumped into his paws, crowd goes wild, and Paisley cried tears of joy. I've got a surprise for all of you. Looks like we're right around 800,000 subscribers on our CNN 10 YouTube channel. Thank you from the bottom of our hearts. My executive producer said when that happens, we can start doing 2 shout-outs on every YouTube version of the show. Let's go. Today, we're showing love to Nemo Vista Middle School, Center Ridge, Arkansas. Go Red Hawks! Let's make this a great day. And tomorrow, we're going to finish this week strong. I'm Coy, and we are CNN 10.